Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Gerald Celente back on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Gerald, in fact, this is his 20th anniversary week. How about that, folks? His 20th anniversary visit. Gerald is the director and the founder of the Trends Research Institute, the publisher of Trends Journal, the author of the prophetic book, Trends 2000, and which is continues books to be an important book, and there's a lot of secular red letter writing in that book, and he's our good friend Gerald Celente. Welcome back.
Well, thank you, and thank you also. The third ingredient, the journey of analog ethics into the world of digital fear and greed, by Jim Blasingame. What a book!
Thank you.
I just began reading it, and the work in there and the content, excellent, highly recommended, and it's especially essential for those on-trendpreneurs, those people that want to create their own future.
Yeah. Well, thank you for those nice words, Gerald. I appreciate it very much. So, Gerald, what's got your blood boiling these days?
Well, with the blood boiling, I launched Occupy Peace. .com. So, war isn't one of my favorite things. But, mm-hmm. What happened in the Middle East is really, if you want to talk about blood boiling.
You think it's a tinderbox over there?
So I think it's a tinderbox. Mm-hmm. I mean, just look what happened a week ago, with in Gaza. They kill over 50 people, wounded 3,000 in one day, trying to escape a concentration camp, basically. But, you got to be careful what you say, because if you say what people don't like, they call you names.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't care, So I just glad I'm a political atheist. I look at things the way they are, not the way I want them to be. And now with the United States avoiding the Iranian agreement and putting more sanctions on Iran and the destabilization going on in the whole area with Yemen and Syria, look at oil prices. Let's bring it back home. Oil prices now on average in the United States are $3 a barrel, $3 a gallon, gas prices. So with gas prices at $3 a gallon, you just took out $28 billion out of the retail sector that's now going into gas pumps rather than into going into retail stores, restaurants, etc. And then when you look at how their wage increases in the United States, as you well know, they're really not even keeping up with inflation. And when they do show a jump in it, it's for non-supervisory jobs.
Mm-hmm.
are the ones that are going up.
Mm-hmm.
The people that are being supervised, their wages are going way down. They're, mm-hmm. they're not even keeping up with it, and that's the masses. So what we're looking at,
the middle class in America is taking a hit.
It's taking a terrible hit. And the tax cuts, again, I'm a political atheist. I agree with Trump totally on what's going on in the trade agreements. They're lousy deals for the United States. And we already said for years, when he started saying this 2 years ago, almost now, a year and a half, that China's going to make a deal with us. They have a 375 merchandise trade deficit with China. Of course they're not going to. So China says, okay, we'll give them back another $100 billion. So what? We still make this other money. So there's going to be agreements on that. But when you go to the tax cuts that he's given the big corporations, and again, you look at the Tax Policy Center. I'm not making this stuff up. 82% of the tax cuts have gone to the 1%.
Well, you probably know, Gerald, that I've written five articles on that bill. In fact, I started warning people about that bill a year ago this month. A year ago last month, I started warning people about this bill. And the only thing different about my warnings and the reality was that the reality was worse than I warned him about.
Now, there you go. And you're the same kind of person.
Small businesses did not turn out well. Small businesses, every day, every month, every year that goes by, it's going to come to pass that this is not a good bill for small business.
No, and that's the difference with you and myself and others. We call it like it is. It's like, I like this person. I don't like this person. I'm a Republican. Stop with this. What's the facts?
I worship at the throne of small business around here.
Yeah. And so am I. I'm a pro-American. Yeah. You know, this is a land of opportunity. So don't take the opportunity away from me and give it to your rich friends and tell me that they're going to trickle down on me.
But when we come back, I'm going to ask Gerald if maybe the same kind of strategy that he likes about Trump dealing with the Chinese, maybe that strategy is the same and could work with the Iranians. I'm going to ask you about that when we come back after this break. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. Right back with Gerald Celente.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.